Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to Powerful Poetry this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. The lines are lit up. I am so happy that you all could join us. Hopefully you will be inspired by this episode, as most are. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth, Struggle, Love. Definitely get yourself a copy ASAP if you haven't already. You can purchase it on authorshouse.com, Google Books, Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com. Most places books are sold. If you're interested in an autographed copy, please visit PoeticSoulInc.com and get yourself one. It was published in 2012. I'm also a veteran teacher of English language arts in the Bronx, Boogie Down, New York City, all day, every day. That's where I'm from. That's what I represent. Definitely want you all to enjoy this evening's episode, so I'm not going to take too long with the intros. I don't know exactly what happened. I think that was a Sprint issue, so I apologize. I'm glad y'all are still tuned in. My phone just shut off altogether. But in any event, I wanted to go through the protocol even faster now that that happened. If you tuned into the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening on the phone line and this is your first time listening, please know that your voice is welcome at any given time to kick it with the guest and myself. Please press 1 on the phone line or star 1 on the phone line so that you can go into queue, and I will definitely get to you before the end of the episode. If you're listening online this evening, welcome. Please utilize the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback, and I will definitely read those over the air this evening. If you do speak on the air this evening, please mute all background noise. It interferes with our ability to hear one another clearly, and we definitely want to make sure we do that. Also, please refrain from using any profanity on the show. Not that I don't understand. I am a poet and I'm passionate about my ish, but it may offend some of the listeners, and we definitely don't want that. So if or when necessary to use profanity, just improv as I just did, and, you know, we can kick it from there. If you're not following the Poetic Soul Talk Show, you must follow it. Please visit blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, and follow the show so that you can keep up with future episodes as well as tune in to any or all of the over 50 episodes that are on that website. We've been on the air for 2 weeks short of a year. In 2 weeks it'll be a year, and it's just been an amazing experience from the dope authors, poets, artists that have come through the Poetic Soul Talk Show airwaves. You will definitely be entertained. So once again, please visit blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2. Follow and tune in to past as well as future episodes. Also, if you're not following us on Instagram, please do so at Poetic Soul Talk Show. That's pretty much it. You can follow me and my poetry page as well on at Poetry to Life, 2 again being the number 2, so you can tune into some of my poetry. And so this evening's episode is The Power of Poetry, and I am very excited about both guests who have been past poets on the open mic episodes, which stay tuned, that will also be coming up within the next 2 weeks. This evening and every evening for the month of June, we will be giving away different items. Random can range from anything from a candle, like last week. Shout out to Chemist. He won the candle, and he's the guest on the second part of this evening's episode, to books, to ebooks. This evening, it is a Poetic Soul glass, wine glass, hand-painted by yours truly, and as Life is Choreo, friend of the show, calls it, it's the Poetic Chalice. So, but you must tune into the entire episode to find out how you can actually win the Poetic Chalice, and you must visit the Poetic Soul Talk Show page on Instagram. After this episode is over, there will be a question posted there in which the answer will be included in this evening's episode, so y'all just have to make sure y'all pay attention. So with all of that said, I'm going to introduce Adela to you all this evening. Adela, dope poet, has called in several times before to participate, mostly on the open mic episodes in which she shared her very dope poetry. So I'm finally going to be able to interview Miss Adela and kick it with her this evening. Adela C. Arellano was born in Corpus Christi, Texas, but has spent most of her youth and adult years on the south and west side of San Antonio, Texas. She resumed her love affair of words 2 years ago and started telling her story through different shades of. You can find Adela's words, truths, dreams, and secrets via her Instagram page at I_am_unedited_poetry. And if Adela, I got any of that wrong. Of course, I'm going to ask you one more time to shout out your social media in terms of people being able to follow you from there. I'm trying to figure out which one is your number because there's a lot of people who've clearly called in from Texas somewhere, I'm sure. The zip codes are all the same. Give me 1 second while I make sure I go to the correct person. Okay, so please welcome Adela to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. There she goes. She pressed star one. Hi, Adela. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm so glad to hear your voice. It's been a little minute. I see you've been kind of off the radar, but on the radar at the same time. So I'm just so glad that you're here with us this evening.
Yes, definitely. What an honor to be a part of this experience. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. So I'm going to jump right into the interview because Sprint disconnected me and I almost had a conniption on the phone. So I was like, let me not waste any more time. I can't. The technology is beautiful and tragic at the same time. So I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the whole Poetic Soul Talk Show setup. You know, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and can't wait to get to the poetry, which, by the way, for those of you tuned in to Power of Poetry this evening, Adela sent me the poetry. And if you go to her page, which I hope you will after the episode or during the episode, you'll see how raw she is. And so that's my first question. Where did you find the courage to be so blatantly honest? You know how people try to dress it up with some sprinkles and maybe a little bit of caramel. You are just straight raw dog, and I love it. But where did that courage come from? Where did it come from?
It came from a very tumultuous breakup with a man that I had fell in love with, deeply in love, and I had made a lot of mistakes as a mother. I ended up being one of those women that I grew up despising as far as taking time away from my own kids to help him shine. And I stood inside of his shadow. You know, I was always the one supporting and, you know,
just womanhood.
And I lost myself.
Yes.
So,
I was going to say that.
Yeah, and so I've had to do a lot of repairing with my own children, and especially my youngest. You know, I've had to, you know, I've said my sorries, and you know, his feelings are valid, and I will never take that away from him. But I can't, you know, take back everything that I've done wrong. I can only, you know, grow from
move
it
forward.
And move forward and not make those mistakes anymore. And so, I just felt like to write about it was to own it. And my relationship with my son is much better. And
thank God for that. Children are resilient, very resilient. And even the courage to be that honest, you know, about where the courage comes from is just dope. You know, in listening to your poetry and reading it on Instagram and us DMing each other about, you know, more personal matters, just the fact that you're so blatantly honest is in and of itself a blessing. I mean, women, and we know, share so much shame that doesn't belong to us or over-own, if that's even, you know, possible. Mm.
We own
more than we should. So I'm just saying, your poetry is the bomb. And before we get into it, please shout out and spell out your Instagram name so that folk listening can definitely tune in and hear what I'm talking about, what we're talking about.
Okay, so it is _i.am.unedited.poetry.
Y'all need a pen and paper, okay? _i.am.unedited.poetry. I think I said it wrong. I may not have, but yeah, we'll repeat it again for those of you that couldn't jot it down. Don't worry. So, with regards to the relationship that inspired a lot of the poetry. We're not talking about relationships this evening. We're talking about power. What was it? Was there a moment when you lost the poetry? I know in my own personal life, you know, I've gone long periods of time without writing.
Yes, I think that when as a child, I just lost everything that had to do with art was put away into this box that I wouldn't reopen for another 30 something years. And so I'm 39 right now, and so my journey began you know, when I was turning 37. And
wow.
I just felt like this whole disconnection with my family and you know, the ties that I had, the connection, the past that connects us. I felt
right.
like, you know, the disconnection that I had to make, I didn't want it to be in vain. And, you know, my children have paid a huge price for it. So
let me tell you, real quick, just I have to interrupt you. You do not look like you are knocking on 40 at all, okay?
Yes,
so,
I am.
You know, you really don't. I'm like, okay, you know, she's in her late 20s. This will be nice. No way are you, wow. Y'all have to go to her page and see what I'm talking about, because sometimes experiences age us very quickly, and that has not been the case with you at all.
Oh, thank you.
Shout out to you real quick.
Fine.
You're welcome.
Thank
For real.
You. You're so sweet.
You're welcome. Yeah, so define power. What does power mean to you in your own words?
I think that, oh, wow. Power.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know,
yeah, thank you, Dee. To me, power right now at this very moment is finally just releasing like the floodgates of silence that have sat on the tip of my tongue for all these years.
Mm.
And I reached for it, and I'm pulling it back into me, and I just feel like, you know, owning it and putting all of that out into the universe in hopes that somebody mm-hmm. will identify and relate to what I've gone through. And, you know,
well, you have come to the right place. We are all, you know, cracked up and broken in places. And like I say, and believe 100%, that's where the light shines from. And so I don't say it in a negative, you know, insulting way at all. I truly believe that if we don't go through these painful experiences, then how are we like trimmed for life?
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, like just walking around on the clouds, that's not life. So you've definitely come a long way. And now knowing, you know, a bit more than I did before, now I can appreciate your poetry even more. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to The Power of Poetry. We're kicking it with Adela this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Please feel free, if you have any questions or comments at any given time, to press 1, and you can join us. We will welcome you. If you're listening online, please use the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback, and I'll definitely read them aloud on the air. And so without further ado, because I think we are building the audience up for what's to come, the final bell rings is that poem. Whenever you're ready, we're listening. I want to hear your voice. I read it, and it's dope, but I want to hear your voice to it. So we're listening.
All right. The final bell rings, and like clockwork, the air I breathe begins to suffocate me. I know what's coming next. I gather my curls and begin to braid, tucking my hair into my shirt. My palms become tacky with fear. My body is preparing herself to come. I begin to walk slowly, as if time could cut itself into half. And seconds only passed if one foot moved in front of the other. Taking mental Polaroids of all that captured my attention, like the one blooming flower that fought her way through cracked concrete just for a kiss of sunlight. I paused to breathe in her essence as aged wisdom swings back and forth on painted porches. Hellos are exchanged, chased by the echoes of my hesitant goodbyes. Birds sing and butterflies dance, tracing the outside curves of my brown face. But time didn't stand still. And I felt his gaze through the chain-linked fence. My heart goes into overdrive, beating like a bass drum. My blood rumbles through my veins like a thousand rushing rivers. I hear this crackling sound as if my insides were burning from the inside out. My bones start to knock like an old man's cane pounding on a wooden floor, composing a score of suspense that only my internal could decipher. I lose myself to darkness, and he rotated my hips like I was a grown woman, rearranging my physical structure, producing an instant chemical backtalk. He had my insides in knots, taking me in and out of time. My body was confused, and all I could do was gift my soul to death as he took something I wasn't ready to give. Absorbing the unfamiliarity of sadness and mind wars between filth and shame, my body's reaction to confused pleasure. My body's reaction to confused pleasure. I'm sorry.
Nope, that's just fine. We're here.
My body's reaction to confused pleasure from the stench that lingered from his touch and heavy, dragged-out moans. I am mentally raped daily from the voices I have collected that till this day continue on a loop, penetrating the most deepest part of my most inner self. He exercised this control over me, and in return, my family exercised the power of retaliation. With the hows, whens, wheres, and what the hell did you do to make him do it? My silence sits on the tip of my tongue, refusing to become sound, and all I could do was whisper to myself. My hips rotated, my insides in knots. My hands have collected sorrows, and all you did was turn a blind eye. End of poem.
Ooh, girl. Well, that's nothing like how I read it. I mean, wow. The emotion, wow. That's just dope. I'm a pause for a second. Let me digest that voice and those words. And there's a caller waiting to speak. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Who will be speaking to and where are you calling from?
I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, now I can hear you. This is Mr. Sins, baby. What's going on? What's going
on? How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Great. Great.
I'm happy that you have that young lady on tonight. Very good friend of mine. She's extremely dope. The story is crazy. I've been telling her for years now. Get your story out there. You got something that people need to hear, to grow. Some healing power is in your words. I stumbled across her on IG and was like, just blown away. And instantly was like, I need to do an interview and do it immediately. I need to get you out there. And I've supported her from day one. She's dope. Like, wow. Like,
yes.
What she does with a pen is amazing. And I appreciate what you're doing with her right now. She needs it.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's dope. That's definitely dope. And what might your IG name be so that I could follow you and we could follow you and we could be a even bigger family?
Mental sense, mental underscore sense, keep following me already.
I've seen. Okay, because I didn't catch the voice. But where are you calling from also?
I'm in the car. I'm in the BX right now.
Uh-oh, you in my city. Shout out to you
come
in
on,
the
man.
City.
Come on, you know this is my city. You know, man, the five boroughs below.
Uh-oh.
Me, you know?
Now, Adela, would you like to respond to Mental Sense comment?
Thank you. Thank you for calling in and listening. I appreciate it. He's been an amazing support from day one, like he mentioned. He's always encouraged me to keep it moving forward and just to keep writing, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
So thank
it's
you.
It's all love. Thank you for tuning in and calling in and spreading love, Mental Sense. Appreciate
you know,
the call.
I support what you do.
Thank you so much. Are you going to stay with us for the rest of the episode?
Of course I am.
Great. Hold on one moment.
Right.
Y'all are tuned in to the Power of Poetry this evening. We are kicking it with Adela, who just shared a poem that still has me like a little frazzled. Adela, so do you plan on publishing?
I would love to, and that is a goal of mine. But I just feel that I have so much more growing to do as a writer or as a poet, and I would never want to disrespect the medium and the artist, you know, who write, you know. So,
girl, we gonna talk off the air. We gonna talk off the air. I'm not gonna get into that with you because I know how you feel from brief conversations in the past. But yes, y'all stay tuned for Adela's book of poetry, TBA, date to be announced at some point soon. So, who's your like favorite poet? Do you have one? Favorite writer of poetry? You threw up a pic of a book that you were reading or going to read a couple of weeks ago, which I screenshotted because I can't remember the title. But do you have a favorite poet?
Do I have a favorite poet? I can't say that I do. I love many, many, many poets. So I can't. No, I don't have an absolute favorite. I have many favorites, but.
Oh,
and
so
me
and
them might come across on IG, so. Three?
Yep, just three random, not that they're in priority order of any kind.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for putting me on the spot. Okay.
No.
I will say that one of my favorite poets is Miss Poetic E. She's also on IG. She's been a guest on your show.
Yes.
And I will say Mr. Mental Sense, obviously. He's an amazing writer. You know what? I would say my son, my oldest, writes. And I think he's an amazing writer. So.
Wow. Aw.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Shout out to Erica. Also known as Poetic_E, as well as Mental Sense. Once again, that's dope. Your son, I think, is with that. That's just dope. I love the way that sounds. So describe a world without poetry.
Describe a world without poetry.
Could you imagine that?
No, I can't. It would be a blank palette. There would be no color, no sound. It would just nothing. I couldn't imagine a world without poetry.
Yeah, a barren field somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have another poem to share with us. I'm trying to brace myself. By the way, for those of y'all tuned in, please feel free to join us at any time to ask Adela questions at any time. She's honest and friendly, so you don't have to worry about getting your head bit off. Please press 1 or star 1 on the phone line. That laughter is just so vivid, just vibrant laughter. Please press 1 on the phone line, or if you're listening online, use the chat box or to send your questions or comments, and I'll definitely read them on the air. I do want to get into this next poem that you have for us, just because whenever you're ready, I would like for you to introduce it, if possible, with just the title, you know, and if you want a little background about it. If not, then just jump right in. We're listening.
Okay. I'll just jump right in. Today I wrote you a final goodbye in colors that radiate light waves, longer than a rainbow, because my heartache can't be defined to one emotion. So today I wrote you a final goodbye in pen, because I can't disguise, take back, erase, rewrite, spit and smear, unmask the opaque errors in my text, or even unstroke the conjoined fluidity of what has been joined together, much less scratch out and or imprison my words behind triple-lined bars. Today I wrote you a final goodbye in ink, because no matter how much I would love to mince all my words, pour them back into my heart, and do all of the above, it would be pointless. See, it wouldn't matter, because the fact is that underneath all my attempts to autocorrect my heartache, those words, emotions, tears, and sounds are supposed to be there permanently. It just took me some time to figure out how to let my love die out in a very thin channel of air for eternity. Rest in poem, love, Adela.
Woo! Love, Adela. It reminds me of that Jadakiss song, Kiss. Goodbye. It's a curse word. You know, we curse, but, you know, we can't do it on the air. So, yeah, that was dope. That's like the Dear John letter, almost like, wow. We do have, or we did have, a caller waiting to speak. If you're still there and would like to speak, please press 1 again on the phone lines. And Adela, I just, the call is here. We're going to take, this is the last caller for Adela. Please, continue to join us for the rest of the episode, though. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City, and my name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. New York City is in the house tonight. That's what I'm talking about.
That's my mujer right there. I love her. I'm so proud. She knows exactly who I am. I'm here listening, and I'm so full of emotion because it's very, very beautiful.
Wow, that's such a compliment.
Yes, I've been following for a while. We met a few months ago, and she is amazing. She really is. She's full of emotion and raw, and her words speak for itself. I mean, she's great. And she's a woman.
That's high.
By the way. Yes.
I get that feeling and vibe from her, too. Thank you so much for calling in. Adela, would you like to respond?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Lillian. I appreciate you calling in. And abrazos fuerte, you know, big hugs, tight hugs. I appreciate you always, you know, supporting me and reading my work. And I'm blessed to have collided, you know, worlds with you. So, is something big.
Things happen for a reason, yes. Since the moment I read her poetry on IG, I was just captivated. And since then, it's been, you know, like a connection. And we connected here in New York that one time, and it's just amazing. She's a great, great writer, and she's very humble, and she's just a great person. I love her.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing that you're going to overcome a lot of stuff. Your writing just does it all, and you'll be great.
That's good. Thank you so much.
And feel free, Lillian, feel free to call in and share if you'd like to at any given point or listen for future episodes. And, yes, thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Hold on one moment. So, Adele, it's come to the end of the interview. It went by way too fast. We're going to have you on the show again as well. But if there's anything on your mind or in your heart that you would like to share that I may not have asked you with for a question regarding, please share it with the audience.
I just want to thank everyone who takes time out of their day to read my work. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm not a writer. I just write. So I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much for sharing the courage, the strength, the raw honesty. We need more of that in the world. Thank you so much, Adele, and stay with us because somebody choose to speak and want to talk to you again at some point before the end of the episode. Please hold on one moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all are tuned in to Power Poetry. If y'all didn't catch the entire episode, definitely go back to blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, the number 2 life, and check out Adela's entire interview and the poems that you may have missed from top to bottom. We have another dope poet, musician, writer, artist getting ready to join us momentarily. His name is Chemist, also known as New State of Mind on Instagram. Also a guest on Open Mic Episodes. Chemist, if you're listening, please press 1 on the phone line. I'm preparing to read your bio. I see you. So we're going to go straight to Chemist. And by the way, once again, please feel free at any given time to join us by pressing 1 on the phone lines, asking questions, providing feedback, as has Mental Sins as well as Lillian from, or if you're listening online, I'm sorry, please definitely use the chat box to send questions or comments. I had Chemist's bio, and now I can't find it, but I don't really want to take up too much time. I can tell you from my own perspective, he's from, here it is, I got it, Cincinnati, Ohio. Poetic Soul Talk Show is live across the country, so we definitely want to make sure we shout out where we're from, cities we're calling from, et cetera, et cetera. Chemist, I'm getting to it, was born and raised in Salisbury, North Carolina. As an only child, his mother and grandmother instilled faith, good values, and respect in him. During his childhood, he was very quiet and mature for his age. At the age of 15, Chemist discovered a love for writing. The response he received amongst his peers motivated him to pursue a music career. This led him to release 2 independent albums and appearing on Showtime at the Apollo. Holla, that's where I was born, Chemist, in Harlem. Harlem World in the house. Okay, in 2014, Chemist transformed his raps into poetry. He created New State of Mind to uplift, encourage, and motivate people. He currently resides in Cincinnati, Ohio, and is working on a new album of both poetry and music. So we're going to go straight to him. Hey, Chemist, how are you this evening?
I'm good, Didi. How you doing this morning? This evening. I said morning.
I'm great. No, it's okay. We all a little off. I'm doing well. I'm so glad that, you know, we scheduled this interview. I'm excited. I have some questions to ask you. By the way, y'all tuned into the Poetic Soul Talk Show, Powerful Poetry. And there is a caller already waiting to speak. Let me go to the caller because I don't like people to be waiting. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Hello, how are you?
Oh, hi, I didn't know it was me. My turn.
Yes.
I am friends with Adela, and I just wanted to show some support for you today. I thought your poem was beautiful, and I just want to commend you on your courage to share that with the world. So just calling in to show my support for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. She's still tuned in, so she heard you. Who are we speaking to?
This is Serena.
Hi, Serena. Please stay tuned to the rest of the episode. We're getting ready to kick it with Chemist, but definitely appreciate you calling into the show this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on one moment. I love the love. So, Kimmish, you are probably one of the first guests I've interviewed who has a background in music, and a lot of the guests and Poetic Soul Talk Show family love music, and not just one genre of music, but many different genres. And I myself, you know, grew up in the Bronx where hip-hop was born, and, you know, so I have an even deeper connection than some might have. When did you realize that hip-hop and poetry was the same thing?
You know what? It really, really opened my eyes the night when I called and I spoke to you and to Yoko. It really, really just opened my eyes to it when I asked that question. And I started realizing that when I would do my music, I would have some pieces that were a little deeper. And sometimes I would just want people to listen. I wouldn't want the beat to kind of, like, distract them from what I was really trying to convey. So I thought maybe I should try to go with more of a poetic form at times just to get people to listen in with no beat. So
right. And there that mm-hmm. is. That episode that you called in when Tioka was a guest was a dope moment, I think, because from that point on, you've been tuned into the Poetic Soul Talk Show. So share with us what inspires you the most. If you could narrow it down to just one thing, what inspires the majority of your writing?
If I can narrow it down, it's just life in general, just things I've been through in my life and just things that I've heard or seen others go through in their life. Just life in general, and just seeing how life comes full circle, how things come back around. So that's really what inspires me to write.
Do you, you're doing an album. Do you have a release date for it or not as yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Go ahead.
Do you plan to publish?
I would love to publish. I was maybe thinking of maybe an audio book, maybe, since I do a lot of record. Maybe that'd be dope. And
that would be.
Yeah, so I was thinking more of that direction.
I love that idea. So I didn't know that you had performed at the Apollo. Please tell me as much as you can about that
okay.
experience. Please
okay.
tell me. I mean, yes.
Okay, well, at the time I was, this is back in 2004. I came up to Harlem, first time being in New York City. I was with this label called Mafioso Records, and at the time it was this guy named Low Key. He was the artist on the label, and he took me and another guy up to New York to perform on Showtime at the Apollo with him. And it was actually like a real, real great experience. During the time I went to Brooklyn, and one of the producers there, his name was Living Proof. He was with the group named Toonheads that made the Where the Hood At for DMX and some other stuff. And he took us over to Brooklyn
wow.
and let us listen to some music. And he was talking about Uncle Murder at the time. It was before he even blew up, and I just thought that was so crazy. And like I said, I just was like, seemed like I was so close, but still yet so far away, you know. So that's how my experience went in New York City. I really liked it. It was pretty big. I didn't even really get to look around like I wanted to, but I was there.
That's hot. That's just dope. The
yeah.
fact that you was just on the Apollo stage, the legendary Apollo. Y'all are tuned in to the power of poetry, powerful poetry. If you want to join us at any given time or have a question or a comment for Kimmish, definitely press 1 if you're listening on the phone line. If you're listening online at Blog Talk Radio, definitely use the chat box to send your questions and comments, and I will read them aloud on the air before the end of the episode. So why don't you describe a world without music?
A world without music would be sad, depressing, a lot of frustration. It would just be chaotic because music, like I heard this quote, I like finding quotes through music and using them in conversation. So I think I heard Kanye West say, sometimes I feel like music is the only medicine. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I love doing that, and that's why I love music so much. It's because I've learned so much from music, learned so many different things about the world, about different books, about just things. It just sent me on a journey to research, and it's just amazing how I would hear stuff when I was younger and didn't really understand it, and then as I got older, I figured it out, and it just blows my mind every day. So
planting seeds. Seeds have been planted.
Right, right.
I agree with that, 1,000%. And so I don't want to, because I know we could kick it. By the way, shout out to Kanye. Shout out to you, Chemist. Shout out to Tiyoko. Shout out to Lady Poetry. Gemini's is Gemini season. And so
I'm
saluting
Gemini
you all.
Gemini
I'm saluting
season.
You all.
My birthday on Sunday, too. So y'all can send me happy birthday. June 7th. He's born on the 7th.
Yes.
So. Yeah,
and
that's
we
my
will.
Birthday, so we kicking it.
we going strong. So I don't want to wait too long before, you know, you share your, because we're intellectual beings. We'll be kicking it, and you'll never get to the poetry, which is definitely insightful. So whenever you're ready to share your first piece, we're listening.
Okay, my first piece is called "Wake Up," and it says, "Through my eyes, I've seen too many cry. I have seen too many die. Been a victim of my own tears. I can't even lie with my head to the sky. Would somebody tell me why we die? Just to live, then we turn around, live and die. Cold world brains fry like eggs in a swine pan. It was trapping up the youth, shortening up their lifespan. If daddy was a con man, what you think his son would be? If mama was a dope fiend, what you think her daughter see? On this daily basis, when it's high that she chases, creates a little hatred in the daughter that she raising. Just a generation of a curse that never breaks. We've been asleep too long. Will we ever be awake? Like we never get the message till we go into awake. Putting flowers on the grave of the deadly departed, like we never heard of Moses. With the seeds being parted. Hard to believe in that when you're living in the darkness. We've been asleep too long, man. It's time to wake up. A new day getting formed, man. It's time to wake up. Gotta win. Can't lose. It's time to wake up. We all tied, but can't snooze. It's time to wake up." And it says, "And I swear, this is a crazy planet where they take my kind for granted. Brothers been walked by the beast before the beast could brand them. Take a person's life at random, lock them up, break them down. Put them back on the street, they saying he's a loser now. It's hard to get a job because he's labeled as an ex-con. I'm telling him he can, though. What planet is you living on? He's a walking time bomb. Tick-tock, time is up. Man, I know he had enough of people trying to run his life because people try to run me too. Telling me what I should do, I'm living in reality. I don't think you have a clue what it feels like to struggle trying to raise your kids too. On top of that, you black, forced to react on anybody trying to stop you though with any means, because life and all its burdens make a brother want to scream till you walk in my shoes. You never know what I mean, because survival ain't hard when survival in your genes." And that's that piece.
Woo! You kind of sound like Rakim to me a little bit.
Oh, really?
I don't know. You really do. I don't. Not the content as much as the voice. The content was definitely dope. Very dope piece. And so you're welcome. I wanted to know, why do you think it is? And I sent the DM the other day. You don't be responding to the DMs, but that's okay because you like them at least. But I sent the DM regarding, you know, consciousness. Why do you think conscious rap is not blasting? Why is it the... I don't want to insult anyone's art, because just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not art. Why is consciousness in the world, do you believe, not so popular? Whether it's music, rap, poetry, what's up with the consciousness in your opinion?
Because I think the consciousness is gone because the powers that be, they keep it that way. I mean, if you got everybody alert and aware to what's going on, then they can't really have that kind of control that they want. And I believe people want the truth, but, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you just be so far gone and having, you know, caught up and having fun. Nobody wants to hear nothing real. You know, it's just like people is kind of gone. So they mind, they want the truth, but they don't even know what it sounds like no more. So that's what I feel.
That's real. That's real. We have a caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
What's going on? It's Don Ford, the poet, calling out of Queens, New York.
Hey, Doctor, how are you?
All right. I'm gonna say this first because I want to respond to that question you asked him about the time. You know that rhyme was dope, bro. Especially that second verse.
It.
That second verse is all the way reality of the brainwash they want us as young black kings to think and how to feel. It's messed
Thank
up,
you.
But it is what it is.
Thank you.
About,
thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah. About the consciousness, like about the conscious rat, because it's not ignorant. I know you wanted to say ignorant rat, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know
I wanted
what I mean?
To say ratchet. That's what I wanted to say, just said it.
Ratchet, ignorant. It's just a breakdown of ignorance. So, but
yep.
Yeah, it's that because it's not. They don't see conscious rap as entertainment. You see what I'm saying? What entertaining is, you know, shooting guns, selling drugs,
right.
messing with hoes, and
right.
doing ignorant stuff. You see what I'm saying? They don't want us to realize and understand that we are better than that, and we should see further than that. So,
right.
If they show forth more of the ignorant rap, which kids is more, because at the end of the day we gotta aim at the kids because we
yep.
already lost our foremost of understanding. So we gotta start doing things for the kids and let them grow up for that. If that's not what they're saying, then that's not gonna be what it is. So
Right.
Hi.
You know
I agree. It's a sad fact, but it doesn't make it any less of a fact. Y'all gotta tune in to the Mother's Day tribute episode to hear Donford the poet kick his poetry on blogtalkradio.com and follow him on Instagram at Donford_the_poet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in, Donford. I know you're gonna stay with us.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on one moment. Yes,
hey,
the phone lines is lit
Donford.
Up. And he heard you. We do have another caller, and we do have more poetry to share. But before I get to the caller and the poetry, please shout out your website, which I saw is now up and running, as well as your social media so people can get a better idea of the type of poetry you write and, you know, who you are as a writer in general.
Okay. My website is www.newstateofmind.com, and that's NUstateofmind.com. You can follow me at Instagram at NewStateOfMind, and you can find me on Twitter, NewStateOfMind, and the number 7. So,
NewStateOfMind 7 on Twitter.
Yeah, and if you click on my website and log in, and you can see my contact page, all the information is there. Also, if you subscribe to the website, I got a special treat on there for you, so I ain't gonna tell you what it is. You gotta subscribe to find out.
Uh-oh, freebies! Can you please give us the website one more time?
Okay, it's www.newstateofmind.com.
Stateofmind.com and new spelled N-U, not N-E-W. So please make sure
right.
you get it correct. We're gonna go to the phone lines real quick. Greetings and welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Kimmy's mother. You go, Kimmy.
I
thank God for my son. I like that.
Right.
He's been doing it for a while. So, you know, God is blessing him in every way, shape, and form. So I am a very proud mother.
Amen.
All right.
I love it.
So keep doing what you're doing because you know what you're going to hit the top. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Father,
Ma. Thank you, Ma.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Ma. Thank you.
Love you, too.
All right.
He loves you.
Right.
Okay. Hold on one moment.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling
you
in,
for
Mom.
Calling
hold
in,
on
Mom.
One moment.
All right.
I don't know about that echo. I think it might have been the studio, but I love the love. Oh, my God. I just love it. Thank you so much for tuning into the talk show. We, you know, where would we be without the mothers and the faith that they have in us and our abilities? That was definitely dope. And so for those of you that are tuned in, you're tuned in to the power of words, power of poetry, powerful poetry. It's not too late. If you would like to shout out Chemist real quick or ask him a question, you can do so by pressing 1 on the phone lines or by using the chat box if you're listening online. And so, Chemist, what do you hope that listeners, readers, you know, anyone who's following your craft gain from your gift of writing?
I just hope they gain, I just want them to be inspired, and I just want to take whatever I do know and share it with those that are thirsting for knowledge or encouragement, just strength. I just want them to be inspired.
And that's what we live for. That's what we're here, kind of pass the buck along. I do see that there's another caller calling in. I'm going to go to you right now. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, Didi. Hi, Chemist. This is Authentically Speaking from California.
Hey, what's
hey.
Up, Authentically?
Hi.
What's going on?
How are you guys doing? I'm doing good.
Good.
Great.
Good.
What I wanted to know is, Chemist, where do you see yourself in the near future as far as your poetry and music? Do you want to go further?
That's a great question.
Or would you like to push yourself to go mainstream, or are you content or okay with being where you are now?
No
question.
I'm content with being. I would want to be one of the people that you can look at and say that he in touch with the people. I mean, I really don't appeal to the mainstream kind of thing. Like, I mean, we've all been that way a little bit, trying to get exposure, but at the end of the day, I got to be able to know that what I'm doing and what I'm putting out is me, and I'm really saying something, you know, because we all got something to say, but if you ain't gonna, if it's not worth saying, you know, you might as well just stay mute.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also, do you, I just forgot what I was going to ask.
Aww.
Oh, I was just going to say that first piece that you did had a very nice flow, and it sounds like a piece that would definitely go great with some music. You flow very well when you did that piece.
Oh, thank you. It actually had a beat to it, but I took the words, the beat away because I felt the message was just so powerful. I just didn't want nobody to get lost in the beat.
Yeah.
I can dig
well,
that, too. Thank you so much, Authentically Speaking, for calling in. And y'all have
You're
to follow
welcome.
Her on Instagram at Authentically_Speaking12 and read some of her poetry, as well as tune in to Blog Talk Radio last week's episode, Evolution of a Poet, actually Monday's episode, to hear her speak. Hold on one moment, Authentically Speaking.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of time, but Chemist, I know this is not the last of you. You promote Poetic Soul Talk Show and my poetry, and thank you for purchasing my book, as well as spreading love, not just to me as a poet, but for other poets. And I'm definitely hoping that everyone checks your website out, www.newstateofmind.com, new being NU. Follow him on Twitter at NUStateOfMind, the number 7, and on Instagram at NewStateOfMind. So I would like to ask you this last question, and then you share the poem with us. We'll close out the show because it is the end of the episode. But what, if anything, do you want to say that you haven't had a chance to say or share this evening? Anything on your mind that you feel needs to be said out loud to the audience?
Well, first I just want to say thanks to you, Didi, for having me on and letting me come through and express. And I want to thank, you know, my mom. She even called in. That's crazy. I'm bugging off that.
Yeah.
thank God and my wife and my family and stuff. Everybody that know I've been doing this since I was 15 years old. I'll be 31 this Sunday. And
wow.
I just want to say that, you know, words do have power. Like I say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I just want to say that change begins in your own mind. So change begins in your own mind. And also to you, Didi, that you put a post up that said, think writing makes you immortal. And that's something that stuck with me, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to say that right now we're in the realm of immortality.
Yes. Everything you said. I mean, I look forward to, and hopefully you'll join us again on another episode. You and Adela both perhaps getting an hour long because the time just went way too fast. I have questions written down that I didn't even have a chance to ask you or her this evening, trying to rush through. But I definitely appreciate you sharing your gift. Very humble guy, and I'm pretty sure your mom is proud, as she said she was, if not more so than that. And so next week, tune in on Monday, we're going to have an episode with Miss PD. Chemist is going to take us out this evening. Definitely go to Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram after the show to see the question posted for the giveaway. Whenever you're ready, Chemist, we're listening.
Okay, this last piece is called The Truth. It says, excuse me, dear Lord, I'm crying out because I want you to hear. You my light, my salvation, who shall I fear? Over the years it's been rough and I strayed from the truth. Though that seed was planted way back in my youth, it brought me back to the word so I could trace that root. I want to be a good tree so I can bear that fruit. I stooped to the level of the devil at times and lost so many battles on the field in my mind I was blind, thinking I would never amount. It's hard to make it through when you're living with doubt. Lost count of all the times that you bailed me out. Made a way for me to make it, couldn't figure it out. I still try to live right, please renew my mind. I know a righteous man will fall 7 times, but still you pick me up again and again. You bless me every day, you forgive my sins. Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Every day you keep me safe, every battle you fight. You give me the words to speak and the talent to write. So with that being said, let me make things right. Sometimes I slip up and forget to pray, but still you wake me up to see a new day. For that I say thanks and give you the praise. For all my better days you filled with sun rays. I had some dark nights with tears in my eyes. Things would just happen and I don't know why. I guess it was a test, just a part of the plan. Lord, strengthen my faith so I'm able to stand. A better servant to you, a better man to my fam. With you, I know I can. With you, I succeed. Every step that we take pull us closer to thee. There's none greater than you. So in you, I believe you're the truth. And that's that piece.
Woo, well, you done took us to church through poetry, through hip-hop. Thank you so much, Chemist. Woo, that was powerful. That was the perfect way to end this episode. You are so welcome and definitely grateful for you. For those of y'all that tuned in, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Please go back to blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life2 if you haven't caught the entire episode to hear it from beginning to end. Thanking all of the guests and listeners this evening. Hopefully you are just as inspired as I am, and join us on Monday evening, same time, same place. Have a great night.